I've got just a little less than 5 hours before my alarm goes off. And it's the start of a long day. I'm in my bed, in a bed and breakfast, on what sounds a little bit like the main road out of Nairobi, Kenya. And although I probably don't need it, I unraveled the mosquito net that's above my bed and I'm now lying under it. And it seems like ages and ages. It's probably only about 4 or 5 years since I've slept under a mosquito net. The last time was Sri Lanka. Now, even though malaria doesn't normally travel as high as Nairobi, altitude-wise, tomorrow, I imagine, in Tsavo National Park, there will be very much be the need, what with malaria being rife in the area. I'm taking malaria tablets, so I'm doing all I can, but even if I'm not in an area with malaria, I really like sleeping under a mosquito net. It's like okay, camping out indoors, I expect, but feel safe. You feel kind of cocooned. Granted, it does get really annoying if a mosquito does get in. But they seem to be using no serum here, like really tight weave. And that's one investment I always used to make if I was travelling to Africa, a really decent mosquito net I could take everywhere with me. With mesh so tight, you could probably hardly even breathe through it. On the far wall, there's a small television made by Orion, with just a blue screen at the moment. I can't seem to find a channel which is visible as yet, but I will manually scroll through. Even though I really should be sleeping, it's always good to have a quick glimpse at the local TV just to remind yourself you've travelled a distance, because what with all the Wi-Fi that seems to be around and the great English speaking, and it's difficult to think you've gone anywhere at all. Okay, everything starts tomorrow with proper meetings, discussions and documenting with the Kenyan Wildlife Service, and we get to explore and discover more about the poaching issues here in Kenya and how the rangers are being trained to basically protect the animals. So, until then, sleep.